This is 37 Families, Season 2, Chapter 1. In this episode, we will be elaborating what we mean by projected intention in the last episode, as well as integrating the 9 dialogues into the discussion. To begin, when we discussed experience channels, we explained how the magnitude of an intersection between two interacting people is proportionate, in some relation, to the projected intention truncated by the intersection. What we meant by projected intention in this context was the following. If you imagine that every goal-directed action projects intention. In other words, by acting upon a goal-directed action, you are projecting your action into the future. And whether there is visualization or not, you have some expectations that go along with that projected intention. Thus, when we say that the magnitude of the intersection is proportionate in some relation to the truncation of intention, what we mean is, the greater the displacement of projected action, the greater the magnitude of the intersection. Now, what do we mean by magnitude? The greater the expectation, or the more reliance put upon an expectation, according to some future projection of action, the greater the loss when it is defeated. In other words, the power of affirmation inherent to the 9 dialogues, one experience channel for each, of any intersection, is proportionate to the degree to which a future projection of action is displaced by an intersection. Let me give you an example. Supposing you are in a bar and you see a woman on the other side of the room. Supposing for a second, you intend to approach her with the goal of taking her home for the night. Suppose for a second you also are thinking about smoking a joint. Now, suppose for a second that instead you are interrupted halfway across the dance floor by a friend. Let's suppose for a second that that friend wants you to go back to his place to drink and smoke weed. Now, in one of the 9 dialogues, your friend is encouraging you to smoke weed because he feels you need to de-stress. The power of the affirmation in this narrative is proportionate in some relation to the projected intention displaced by the narrative. In other words, let's say that this girl you saw on the other side of the room ended up not just being a one-night stand, but you ended up forming a relationship, falling in love, having a child, and having a divorce. In other words, this friend by intervening has displaced years of experiences in so doing. In other words, if you go with him to smoke weed, you will be losing years' worth of experience. Now, because so much projected intention is displaced by the intervention, the potency of the affirmational narrative is thus magnified. Thus, on the balance, you may decide to go with your friend instead of approaching the girl on the other side of the dance floor. The point is that the quality of affirmation associated with the 9 dialogues is relative to the projected intention displaced by the intersection. When we are talking about simple spatial goals, or even basic emotional goals, the potency of this intersection is lower. But some goals are associated with greater displacement than others. Let me give you another example. Suppose you are a lawyer and you are talking to a prosecutor about some client. Suppose for a second that the outcome of this discussion will determine whether you have to work together again. The goal is to get a resolution for your client. If you attain this resolution, the matter will end and you won't see the prosecutor again. Now, the projected intention displaced by a resolution is, say, 1 year of experiences. Thus, let's say it resolves. On the balance, you have lost 1 year worth of experiences with this prosecutor. This means that the magnitude of the intersection is significant compared to some simple spatial task. The point of all this is that the more powerful the intersection, the easier it is to consciously experience the 9 dialogues. A potent intersection may trail you for hours, allowing the details of it to filter into your subconscious. These details may include up to a year worth of experiences, falling in love, out of love, and the end of your relationship, since every affirmatory narrative generates a separate experience channel. That's the end of the podcast for today.